The music of Puerto Rican rapper Young Miko centers on lesbian love. The 25-year-old artist is upending norms in Latin pop. Here's NPR's Isabella Gomez Sarmiento.
Young Miko just released her debut album, and it comes on the heels of some pretty big accomplishments. She's had two songs on the Billboard Hot 100. She's collaborated with stars like Bad Bunny and Karol G. And she just received the Impact Award at Billboard's Women in Music ceremony last month.
I think it's the prettiest award. This one just goes beyond music. It's like more as a person and like a voice that people are actually listening to.
Young Miko's been gaining fans for a few years. She started out as a tattoo artist, uploading songs to SoundCloud on the side. Then in 2022, she released an EP called Trap Kitty. On that project, she bragged about how all the girls want to be bisexual since she came out as a lesbian. Since then, the 25-year-old has led a new wave of women and queer artists taking over the male-dominated genres of reggaeton and Latin trap.
Queer people, honestly, historically didn't have a space in reggaeton.
That's Natalia Merced of the Hasta Abajo Project, an organization that archives reggaeton's history as it relates to Puerto Rican culture. Merced says that lack of inclusion has really changed in recent years. She largely credits that shift to younger listeners, who she says are more open about their sexuality and seek out artists like Young Miko, whose music reflects that reality.
We have queer reggaeton that is more like with a political intent, but Young Miko, it feels very organic. Hay un valor en la música de Young Miko porque no todo tiene que ser político.
Young Miko's music is about partying, flirting, and having fun. And Merced says there's a lot of value in a queer artist like Miko not feeling pressure to make political music. Young Miko says she didn't start rapping to make a statement.
No estaba como que, oh my God, we're gonna make history. Oh my God, no girls doing this. Oh my God, psycho. It was just, honestly, I was just me having fun.
But she says seeing her songs resonate with younger audiences has given her a higher purpose. With over 28 million monthly listeners on Spotify, Young Miko has become ingrained in the Latin mainstream. On her new album, Atete, she's vulnerable in new ways. Now she's not just bragging about stealing girls' hearts.
This is kind of like the other side of that. Okay, I'm also human. I also get my heart broken. I also fall in love. Blah, blah, blah.
Miko knows her career is just taking off, but her rapid rise shows she might be one of Latin music's next brightest stars.
Siento que no tengo límite.
Young Miko says there are no limits to how far she can go. Isabella Gomez Sarmiento, NPR News.